I'm speaking with Kristen Omot of Statoil, and you seem to be at the center of this process, this project, the Hywind project. Can you tell us what you do within the Hywind project?
So I'm the project manager of this project.
And now, so that means that you're coordinating all the different elements of this?
Yes, that's right.
And there's stakeholder management, there's environmental reviews, there's academic info, no doubt conferences and things. And so you have the whole, you yourself are at the center of the web on this.
That's right. There's a lot of things to coordinate in this project, and there's a lot of processes ongoing, although it's still early phase, I must say.
Now, can you describe a bit of how you feel the reaction has been in the country, and you know, so far what you've done? As you say, it hasn't been a whole lot yet, but there's been a certain amount.
I think so far the response we've had is very positive to the project. I think people are really curious to see what this new technology can bring for the future to the state of Maine and the United States. So I think so far the response has been very positive. People are asking questions about the impacts of existing use, and I think those are very good discussions to have, and that's why we're here to discuss early with all people. Now,
one thing people have wondered is, your first Hywind project was off Norway, and here you are off of North America, or off the United States. What's the reason for that?
So Statoil is an international energy company. We're present in 36 countries worldwide, and we're also present in the United States. So we are, as a wind operator and developer, looking for any market where you have good wind resources and can make wind parks. So the state of Maine, the Gulf of Maine, has good wind resources, deep waters, and a capable supply chain. That's why we're seeing as interesting.
As far as I know, Statoil has moved out of the land-based wind power business. Are you committing now to ocean wind power?
Yeah, that's right. Statoil, we have a lot of experience in offshore oil and gas. We have more than 40 years of experience in that. Mm-hmm. And we chose to focus our resources in renewable energy and where we feel we can contribute the most, and that is within offshore wind power. So we are building up now gradually as an offshore wind power developer.
You found the results of the first Hywind project off of Norway to meet your expectations.
Yes, that's right. That was very, very successful project for us. We constructed it in 2009, so it's been operated for 2.5 years now, and we've had very good results. It produced very good power, and also we have tested all the systems, and we have seen no negative impacts from the turbine being in a floater.
How much opposition or concern took place in the creation of that first one, the Hywind?
Well, I think that was, you always need to have early discussions with people in the area to inform, tell them what you're doing, and make sure that there's room for everyone. But I think overall that process went very well, and now the local communities, they support this turbine very much, and they see that it actually creates jobs for local community, and also people come to see this turbine. They're curious to see the floating turbine, and that creates some traffic.
Well, I've only seen it on YouTube, but yes, there it is. Now, do you have any future plans for enlarging that particular wind farm to more than one?
The wind farm in Norway, or the one in...
Yeah.
We will be looking at all sites that are potential good wind sites in the future, and it depends on having a market. Yeah, Norway is one of the places we would be looking at in the future.
Now, as you said, you're an international company. Now, if your focus is going to be on deep water wind, although I understand that in other places, sharing them show other places, these are big windows.
It's monopiles, yes.
Right? So are you looking around the different continents for places that are both, you know, close to a place that needs it and have the deep water close in?
So we are not committed to one technology as a wind power developer. We look at all technologies that can deploy wind turbines in places with good good winds and So deep water wind for us, we see it as a potential to expand the current market, mm-hmm. to put the turbines further out at sea and in deeper waters. But we'll be looking at both floating and bottom fixed turbines in the future.
Now, Statoil is a state-owned business. Has there been political support or opposition or what from the the elected officials of Norway?
Well, the Hywind project has been supported very much by.
How did you yourself decide, one, to be involved in wind power, and two, to be a project manager like this?
Well, I like new technology that can bring promise to the future, I think it's interesting to see how that can bring the world forward. And a project like this is an interesting development.
Now, your role, of course, requires you to know a little bit, at least, about a lot of different subjects.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah. I have experts in all fields that supports me very well, so that's all right.
And is this the first, more than one deep water windmill project that you're doing anywhere in the world? Are you further along here than any other places?
So, Statoil, we're looking at several places for a pilot park. Mm-hmm. I will say that at the moment it looks quite positive for Maine, but it's still in an early phase, and we have a lot of milestones to pass before we can actually be certain that we have a project. But it looks good so far.
Okay. Have the fishing organizations been cooperative or involved or things? They're very concerned, of course, about usages of the Gulf of Maine.
We are just starting our outreach now to the fishing communities. We've been in some initial dialogues, and I think that those dialogues have been very good, and mm-hmm. we've touched upon a lot of important aspects, but these are dialogues that we will continue now in the time going forward.
Do you have a sense of a timeline? What items would be occurring next over the course of years?
Well, for this project, we target installation in 2016, and we hope that this project will encourage Statoil and other wind developers to also look at floating wind as a commercially viable energy option for the future. So then we would expect to see larger commercial floating wind parks within the next 10 years.
So you're saying, based on the evidence that you have obtained from the first Hywind project, that the concept does work and that it should be applicable anywhere where you have the similar conditions?
Yes, we're quite confident about the technology itself, yes.
Oh, okay, let me shift to another. It just appears that Statoil is very supportive of women assuming positions of great responsibility, perhaps more than in this country. That's my own observation.
Well, I think we compete on equal grounds as the men, and we appreciate that.
Huh. If people want to contact Statoil about information that you want Statoil to have?
Yes, we have the single point of contact we have is local representative Elizabeth Swain of Barton Gingold, and then we will have all requests channeled to Statoil so we can respond to that directly as well.
All right, well, look, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a June 26, 2012 interview with Kristen Amott, project manager of the Hywind Maine Floating Offshore Wind Proposal at the Rockland Public Library.